Look, it's absolutely critical, particularly for a place like County Donegal, which has benefited from hundreds of millions of euro of peace funding over the last few decades. So while there's no commitment yet of central funding from the EU, I'm committed to doing everything I can with anybody I can meet in Brussels or throughout Ireland to make sure that we can fight to make sure that the central plank of the European funding from the European Union into the Peace Plus funding continues, because it's vitally important to the very small to local play parks, to the large scale infrastructure projects in this border region. So it's critical, and we have to do everything we can to ensure it continues.
How significant would it be if this Peace Plus funding was secured for the long term future?
It's absolutely massive for those of us in Donegal, in Derry and Tyrone. We have to invest in peace, and that's what I made in the strongest terms possible, the plea to my colleagues across from all the countries of the European Union who were present there. And thankfully, they all supported that call. They understand just how important it is for us. But I was able to speak as a local representative from a county that's so badly affected by partition, and how we've benefited so much from peace funding. They all agreed with that. They heeded that call, and I hope now that the letter that will be written to the European Commission will be adhered to, listened to, and we will benefit from peace for years to come.